For comparison, this is what I sound like normally.
Take all those negative feelings and squish them down into a tiny ball deep in the pit of your stomach until you can freely unleash them all at once on your enemy.
Take all those negative feelings and squish them down into a tiny ball deep in the pit of your stomach until you can freely unleash them all at once on your enemy.
Mr. Pettigrew, I wish to speak with you about your grades and your lack of attentiveness in my class.
Mr. Pettigrew, I wish to speak with you about your grades and your lack of attentiveness in my class.
To be frank, both have been disappointing in the extreme. I expected much better from you, given your heritage.
To be frank, both have been disappointing in the extreme. I expected much better from you, given your heritage.
When I started working here, the headmaster made it plain that the faculty was not to show favouritism to any particular students.
When I started working here, the headmaster made it plain that the faculty was not to show favouritism to any particular students.
And I've sought to follow that instruction, but I cannot sit idly by and watch as the only son of Martin Pettigrew wastes his potential as the lowest ranking member of a quartet of buffoonish delinquents.
And I've sought to follow that instruction, but I cannot sit idly by and watch as the only son of Martin Pettigrew wastes his potential as the lowest ranking member of a quartet of buffoonish delinquents.
I owe it to your father to do what I can to see that you live up to your potential.
I owe it to your father to do what I can to see that you live up to your potential.
Yes, quite well, in fact.
Yes, quite well, in fact.
He did not live long enough for us to develop a close friendship.
He did not live long enough for us to develop a close friendship.
But I found him to be a man of extraordinary intelligence and limitless potential.
But I found him to be a man of extraordinary intelligence and limitless potential.
I was deeply grieved to learn of his tragic death, and especially at such a young age.
I was deeply grieved to learn of his tragic death, and especially at such a young age.
The Wizarding World was diminished by his passing.
The Wizarding World was diminished by his passing.
I see. And how is your sainted mother?
And how is your sainted mother?
I will make you this offer.
I will make you this offer.
I will talk with you about your father, but only if you earn the privilege.
I will talk with you about your father, but only if you earn the privilege.
I will give you material to study, and when you feel you have mastered it, you will come to me and let me quiz you on it.
I will give you material to study, and when you feel you have mastered it, you will come to me and let me quiz you on it.
If I am satisfied with your performance, then I will tell you about Martin Pettigrew.
If I am satisfied with your performance, then I will tell you about Martin Pettigrew.
But... I'll push you hard, young man.
I'll push you hard, young man.
I warn you that I now consider it my personal project to mould you into a wizard your father would have been truly proud of.
I warn you that I now consider it my personal project to mould you into a wizard your father would have been truly proud of.
Do you understand, Mr. Pettigrew?
Do you understand, Mr. Pettigrew?
Curiosity killed the cat, Belby.
Curiosity killed the cat, Belby.
I believe that we are the ones asking the questions, Mr. Black.
I believe that we are the ones asking the questions, Black.
Did you discuss this matter often after your discovery? And with anyone else?
Did you discuss this matter often after your discovery? And with anyone else?
So, Albus is right. Setting aside the ethical concerns...
So, Albus is right. Setting aside the ethical concerns...
It seems clear that our young intruders have memories of being suspicious about the subject going back several months.
It seems clear that our young intruders have memories of being suspicious about the subject going back several months.
Completely eliminating any such memories will require fairly invasive psychic surgery and require several days to complete.
Completely eliminating any such memories would require fairly invasive psychic surgery and require several days to complete.
And that assumes I could work uninterrupted without dear Albus here, exing me to Ellenbach, due to his sudden attack of scruples.
And that assumes that I could work uninterrupted without dear Albus here, exing me to Ellenbach, dude who is an attack of scruples.
We should try an alternative approach.
We should try an alternative approach.
Why? Disclosure, of course.
Why? Disclosure, of course.
You asked if Remus Lupin was a werewolf, Mr. Black. The answer is yes, but...
You asked if Remus Lupin was a werewolf, Mr. Black. The answer is yes, but...
He's not just any werewolf. He is the most singularly unique and important werewolf in the world.
He's not just any werewolf. He is the most singularly unique and important werewolf in the world.
You see, for reasons which still elude us, Mr. Lupin is immune to the gradual psychological degradation associated with lycanthropy.
You see, for reasons which still elude us, Mr. Lupin is immune to the gradual psychological degradation associated with lycanthropy.
Despite the terrible curse he bears, he remains as sane and as human as any of you.
Despite the terrible curse he bears, he remains as sane and as human as any of you.
He has suffered this condition since the age of 4, with agonizing changes and confinement during every full moon.
He has suffered this condition since the age of 4, with agonizing changes and confinement during every full moon.
Forced to move regularly, lest he be discovered. Never able to develop true friendships.
Forced to move regularly, lest he be discovered. Never able to develop true friendships.
So tell me, gentlemen, are you friends of Remus Lupin?
So tell me, gentlemen, are you friends of Remus Lupin?
Good. I'm glad to hear he has such boon companions. So?
Good. I'm glad to hear he has such boon companions. So?
Next question. Do any of you know what an animagus is?
Next question. Do any of you know what an animagus is?
Just looking into alternative avenues of research, we know that all animagi have a natural immunity to lycanthropy and can even exercise some degree of control over them in their transformed shape.
Just looking into alternative avenues of research, we know that all animagi have a natural immunity to lycanthropy and can even exercise some degree of control over them in their transformed shape.
But we know nothing about the mechanisms underlying this characteristic.
But we know nothing about the mechanisms underlying this characteristic.
I propose the following. These boys want to help their friend, so let us put them to good use.
I propose the following. These boys want to help their friend, so let us put them to good use.
We shall teach them to become animagi, and in the process, monitor the reactions of Lupin to them at each stage of the process.
We shall teach them to become animagi, and while they learn, monitor the reactions of Lupin to them at each stage of the process.
True, but we have other means of protecting our secrets. Surely, Albus, you would not object to some minor and consensual memory alterations, would you?
True, but we have other means of protecting our secrets. Surely, Albus, you would not object to some minor and consensual memory alterations, would you?
I suggest the following. If the boys will consent, I will impose a voluntary memory lock on them. They'll remember discovering that Remus Lupin is a werewolf, but also that unlike other werewolves, he only suffers from lunar transformations and not the other attendant psychological disorders.
I suggest the following. If the boys will consent, I will impose a voluntary memory lock on them. They will remember discovering that Remus Lupin is a werewolf, but also that unlike other werewolves, he only suffers from lunar transformations and not the other attendant psychological disorders.
They will retain the feelings of friendship with the boy and independently decide to become animagi.
They will retain their feelings of friendship with the boy and independently decide to become animagi.
On the nights of the full moon, they'll follow Lupin here under cover of Potter's invisibility cloak.
On the nights of the full moon, they will follow Lupin here under cover of Potter's invisibility cloak.
While Lupin is being monitored, the boys will receive instruction in animagery.
While Lupin is being monitored, the boys will receive instruction in animagery.
When it's time for them to leave, I'll lock their memories and they'll believe that we're hidden in a room in the castle, practicing those techniques, which they'll believe that they acquired on their own initiative.
When it's time for them to leave, I'll lock their memories and they will believe they were in a hidden room in the castle, practicing those techniques, which they will believe they acquired on their own initiative.
As they develop in their animagery, we can monitor our looping response to them, all perfectly safe and controlled.
As they develop in their animagery, we can monitor how Lupin responds to him. All perfectly safe and controlled.
Are you worried that I'll Imperius your Gryffindor Golden Boys, Albus?
Are you worried that I'll Imperius your Gryffindor Golden Boys, Albus?
I'll be more than happy to let you oversee my memory programming to ensure nothing happens that offends your squeamishness.
I'll be more than happy to let you oversee my memory programming to ensure nothing happens that offends your squeamishness.
Yes, that are my associations, as I recall.
Yes, that are my associations, as I recall.
Jealous aardvarks make elegant soups.
Jealous aardvarks make elegant soups.
And what about the other one?
And what about the other one?
Besides, Saul, there's a further complication. Young Master Snape has at least rudimentary occlumency shields.
Besides, Saul, there's a further complication. Young Master Snape has at least rudimentary occlumency shields.
Probably a natural occlumens, as I suspected when I had him as a student.
Probably a natural occlumens, as I suspected when I had him as a student.
There might well be complications if I try and obliviate him and he fights back physically.
There might well be complications if I try to obliviate him and he fights back psychically.
A condition.
A condition, he says.
The boy is even more arrogant than when he was my student.
The boy is even more arrogant than when he was my student.
We're all well aware of the truth of what has happened, Mr. Snape.
We're all well aware of the truth of what has happened, Mr. Snape.
But Project Romulus is an extremely important mission whose secrecy must be preserved. And so, you will accept these altered memories of James Potter saving your life and the subsequent rationalisation that you must tell no one about it. There is a greater good at stake, young man.
But Project Romulus is an extremely important mission whose secrecy must be preserved. And so, you will accept these altered memories of James Potter saving your life and the subsequent rationalization that you must tell no one about it. There's a greater good at stake, young man.
Good. Now, an important question. Just how strong is your occlumency?
Good. Now, an important question. Just how strong is your occlumency?
It matters, because if the boy gains a memory of encountering a werewolf, but has no memory of wolf fear, the memory won't even be believable for him, let alone anyone else who sees it in the future.
It matters, because if the boy gains a memory of encountering a werewolf, but has no memory of wolf fear, the memory won't even be believable to him, let alone anyone else who sees it in future.
However, if he is truly a level 3 Occlumens, I can use legitimacy to incorporate a controlled memory of experiencing wolf fear within the matrix of the false memory without actually damaging his mind.
However, if he truly is a level 3 Occlumens, I can use legitimacy to incorporate a controlled memory of experiencing wolf fear within the matrix of the false memory without actually damaging his mind.
He'll simply believe that he encountered a werewolf, but that his own mental shields protected him.
He will simply believe that he encountered a werewolf, but that his own mental shields protected him.
I imagine it will make him even more arrogant.
I imagine it will make him even more arrogant.
I'm sorry, Saul. Albus. I did my best to contain things, but I'm afraid Mr. Snape's occlumency shields were nowhere near as well developed as he claimed. I had the false memories in place, but when I tried to add a layer of the wolf fear, he panicked and started fighting me.
I'm sorry, Saul, Albus. I did my best to contain things, but I'm afraid Mr. Snape's occlumency shields were nowhere near as well developed as he claimed. I had the false memories in place, but when I tried to add a layer for the wolf fear, he panicked and started fighting me.
The wolf fear memory got away from me. It's lodged deep into his psyche now. It's as real as Snape, as if he'd actually encountered a feral werewolf.
The wolf fear memory got away from me. It's lodged deep in his psyche now. It's as real as Snape, as if he actually had encountered a feral werewolf.
I'm sorry, Damocles. Truly sorry. There is no known psychic healing technique that can outright cure wolf fear. Still, for the first time since this project began, we now have a test subject for research into that area. With luck, perhaps Severus Snape himself will actually help us in...
I am sorry, Damocles. Truly sorry. But there is no known psychic healing technique that can outright cure wolf fear. Still, for the first time since this project began, we now have a test subject for research into that area. With luck, Perhaps Severus Snape himself will actually help us in...
Albus, have you gone mad?
Albus, have you gone mad?
It was just as I said. We have a test subject now. Lupin is in his 6th year at Hogwarts, and the time in which we can research all the elements of lycanthropy is drawn to a close. And yet we have still investigated nothing pertaining to Wolfhere, one of the most important aspects of the change. So yes, when confronted with an unpopular half-blood, who I happen to know has been recently orphaned, I seize the opportunity to use him as a test subject, who might be the key to saving hundreds of other wizards suffering from Wolfhere. It was for the greater good.
It was just as I said. We have a test subject now. Lupin is in his 60th year at Hogwarts, and the time in which we can research all the elements of lycanthropy is drawing to a close. And yet we have still investigated nothing pertaining to Wolfhere, one of the most important aspects of the change. So yes, when confronted with an unpopular half-blood, who I happen to know has been recently orphaned, I seized the opportunity to use him as a test subject, who might be the key to saving hundreds of other wizards suffering from Wolfhere. It was for the greater good.
No, damn you, Croker, no. My oaths are unbroken. You will not blot me memories of this greasy, egotistical half-blood child. You would not dare. You would...
No! Damn you, Croker, no! My oaths are unbroken. You will not blot me memories over this greasy, egotistical half-blood child. You would not dare! You would...
Tiptoe through the window... By the window, that is where I'll be. Come, tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe through the window, by the window. Tiptoe through the window, by the window. By the window, that is where I'll be.
Tiptoe through the window. By the window, that is where I'll be. Come. Tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe through the window, by the window. Tiptoe through the window, by the window. By the window. That is where I'll be.
Peter, would you please just show up for a moment? I'm trying to reconfigure my compromised psychic architecture. I'll be with you in a moment.
Peter, will you please just shut up for a moment? I'm trying to reconfigure my compromised psychic architecture. I'll be with you in a moment.
Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Come tiptoe. Through the tulips with me. Much better.
You lost weight?
You lost weight?
13 years. Has it really been that long?
13 years. Has it really been that long? Was Azkaban awful, you ask?
Azkaban were perfect. Everything I'd hoped for when I was sent there.
Azkaban was perfect. Everything I'd hoped for when I was sent there.
13 years of solitude within the fabled tower of Ecrisidus, where I could complete my masterpiece.
13 years of solitude within the fabled tower of Ecrisidus, where I could complete my masterpiece.
A psychic Wiblius with 49 interlocking mind streams, and even better, 13 years of constant dementia exposure to test it against.
A psychic oubliette of 49 elocking mind streams. And even better, 13 years of constant dementia exposure to test it against.
My mind is impregnable now, Peter. An unassailable tower of will.
My mind is impregnable now, Peter. An unassailable tower of will.
None of those are compatible. Though I can probably overpower the cherry one enough to make it work.
None of those are compatible. Though I can probably overpower the cherry one enough to make it work.
Imperial Horribliss. Avada Kedavra.
Imperial Horribliss. Avada Kedavra.
Blackthorn. We're Dragon Art String. Much better.
Blackthorn. We're Dragon Art String. Much better.
I'm placing within your minds the location of a room on level 6. Inside it, you'll find a central column covered in runes.
I'm placing within your minds the location of a room on level 6. Inside it, you will find a central column covered in runes.
You'll go there now as quickly as possible. Then you'll force your way inside and destroy that column with point-blank bombarder Maximus.
You will go there now as quickly as possible. Then you will force your way inside and destroy that column with point-blank bombarder Maximus.
If you survive the explosion and the resulting magical backlash, you'll make your way through the Ministry building, killing anyone you encounter, with particular focus on Auras, It Wizards, and high-ranking Ministry personnel.
If you survive the explosion and the resulting magical backlash, you'll make your way through the Ministry building, with particular focus on Auras, It Wizards, and high-ranking Ministry personnel.
The runes on the column maintain the Ministry's internal anti-apparition and anti-port key wards. I don't know what your plan is for escaping, or if indeed you Gryffindors even bother with actual plans, but I assume our escape will be easier if we can apparate within the building or, if necessary, outside it.
The runes on the column maintain the Ministry's internal anti-apparition and anti-port key wards. I don't know what your plan is for escaping, or if indeed you Gryffindors even bother with actual plans, but I assume our escape will be easier if we can apparate within the building or, if necessary, outside it.
Any other errands we need to run? Perhaps stop for tea and sandwiches?
Any other errands we need to run? Perhaps stop for tea and sandwiches?
Socrates?
Socrates?
You actually did it! You solved the problem of morphic resonance. You can interact with rats just as a Parsimouth does with snakes.
You actually did it! You solved the problem of morphic resonance. You can interact with rats just as a Parsimouth does with snakes.
Both Gustav and Martin would have been very proud of you. I hope you realise that.
Both Gustav and Martin would have been very proud of you. I hope you realise that.
Sorry. It's just the two auras I enslaved are broken free from your control.
Sorry. It's just the two auras I enslaved have broken free from the control.
Posthumously. I believe you'll find that building-wide apparition is now possible, or King of Rats. How was that for a brilliant idea?
Posthumously, I believe you'll find that building-wide apparition is now possible, oh King of Rats. How's that for a brilliant idea?
What? What did you do to him?
What'd you do to him?
I'll be all right in a few more minutes, but it were an uncomfortably close thing. I didn't anticipate Scrimgeour having such a formidable occupancy trap in his arsenal.
I will be all right in a few more minutes. But it were an uncomfortably close thing. I did not anticipate Scrimgeour having such a formidable occupancy trap in his arsenal.
Let this be a lesson to me, I suppose. I've gone further than anyone alive in the development of occupancy, and yet I still find that no defence is perfect. Hopefully, Scrimgeour took whatever technique he just used against me to his grave.
Let this be a lesson to me, I suppose. I've gone further than anyone alive in the development of occlumency, and yet I still find that no defence is perfect. Hopefully, Scrimgeour took whatever technique he just used against me to his grave.
Wait! Umbridge?
Umbridge?
Are you, by any chance, the daughter of Orford Umbridge?
Are you, by any chance, a daughter of Orford Umbridge?
Please do me the courtesy of answering when I speak to you, madam. You don't wish to think you're rude now, do you?
Please do me the courtesy of answering when I speak to you, madam. You don't wish me to think you're rude now, do you?
Was? Is your sainted father no longer with us, Madam Umbridge?
Was? Is your sainted father no longer with us, Madam Umbridge?
I'm so sorry for your loss.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Tell me, Madam Umbridge, what exactly does the senior Under-Secretary to the Minister of Magic actually do?
Tell me, Madam Umbridge, what exactly does the senior Under-Secretary to Minister for Magic actually do?
Shh. I saw fertile ground, so I planted a seed. In time, we will see what takes root and what grows. Now, kindly go and fetch whatever we came here to get while I attend to the others still hiding from us. Did you find what you were looking for, Peter?
I saw fertile ground, so I planted a seed. In time, we will see what takes root and what grows. Now, kindly go and fetch whatever we came here to get while I attend to the others still hiding from us. Did you find what you were looking for, Peter?
Ah, yeah. James Potter has always been such a good friend, hasn't he? Tell me, is it true that James Potter is also an illegal animagus like you?
Ah, yeah. James Potter has always been such a good friend, hasn't he? Tell me, is it true that James Potter is also an illegal animagus like you?
Oh, yeah, silly me.
Oh, yeah, silly me.
Anyway, before you arrived, I were getting to know this lot before I decided whether any of them would be allowed to live.
Anyway, before you arrived, I was getting to know this lot before I decided whether any of them would be allowed to live.
For example, did you know this fellow is the director of Port Key Regulation, which means that, with the proper motivation, he can provide us with an untraceable international port key?
For example, did you know this fellow is the director of Port Key Regulation, which means that, with the proper motivation, he can provide us with an untraceable international port key.
Crucio!
Crucio!
That were 5 seconds, Mr. Edgecombe. If I stop there, she probably won't have any lasting neurological damage.
That were 5 seconds, Mr. Edgecombe. If I stop there, she probably won't have any lasting neurological damage.
Of course you will, Edgecombe. There was never any doubt.
Of course you will, Edgecombe. I would never any doubt.
About a minute. Maybe two.
About a minute. Maybe two. 10 seconds.
Forgive me, young lady, but you have me at a disadvantage.
Forgive me, young lady, but you have me at a disadvantage.
Your family's work, Miss Vespertine?
Your family's work, Miss Vespertine?
Of course. I never doubted it. Mr. January hadn't failed us yet.
Of course. I never doubted it. Mr. January hadn't failed us yet.
We did nothing to ensure the Australians made it to the quarterfinals. And we certainly did nothing to encourage the Australian government to deliberately snub the British ministry by sending McGarity as part of their delegation. Even our Lord was surprised by the news. Oh yeah. That, my friend, is fate shining down upon us. We shall indeed. The Germans.
We did nothing to ensure the Australians made it to the quarterfinals. And we certainly did nothing to encourage the Australian government to deliberately snub the British ministry by sending McCavity as part of the delegation. Even our Lord was surprised by news. Oh yeah. That, my friend, is fate shining down upon us. We shall indeed. The Gillimans!
You're quite sure they're under control? You'll need a blood replenishing potion at this rate.
You're quite sure they're under control? You'll need a blood replenishing potion at this rate.
Good. All targets are in place by now. Everyone is in position.
Good. All targets are in place by now. Everyone is in position.
The assignment is. I know you want revenge on both of them, but you have your own task, one far more important than Nimrod's. The Blacks and the Wilkes girl are merely targets of opportunity after all.
The assignment it is. I know you want revenge on both of them, but you have your own task, one far more important than Nimrod's. The Blacks and the Wilkes girl are merely targets of opportunity, after all.
And speaking of your assignment, how's your apothec coming?
And speaking of your assignment, how's your apothec coming?
You better be, Peter. You must be able to perform your part of the ritual flawlessly when the stars come into alignment on the night of the 27th. You're the only one who can do it.
You better be, Peter. You must be able to perform your part of the ritual flawlessly when the stars come into alignment on the night of the 27th. You're the only one who can do it.
True, but they are but a diversion and are expendable. You, me friend, are irreplaceable. If you fail to perform the ritual properly, Peter, everything we've been planning will be set back for years. And I won't be able to protect you.
True, but they are but a diversion and expendable. You, me friend, are irreplaceable. If you fail to perform the ritual properly, Peter, everything we've been planning will be set back for years. And I, I will not be able to protect you.
Quite so. There is nothing left to be gained from further interrogation. Imperio Horribilis.
Quite so. There is nothing left to be gained from further interrogation. Imperio Horribilis.
Music hath charms. Now, mon frere, let us get better acquainted.
Music hath charms. Now, mon frere, let us get better acquainted.
There were that bit where Tiberius Knott managed to get himself killed and eaten by one of his own hellhounds.
There were that bit where Tiberius Knott managed to get himself killed and eaten by one of his own hellhounds.